All right, we're back. I want to just give a
What's your DJ name?
Now, I had to give a quick shout out to Rosebud, a local establishment that kept its doors open so we could purchase pie last Wednesday night, Thursday night, post-Thursday soiree.
That was a good one.
And if you're looking for Rex, banana bourbon.
At Juan, oh my god.
Oh my god. We're just some technical issues in the studio, but it's okay. I just am so sorry you heard all that muffling. But so someone did claim the next time slot, but they're not here yet. But just in case, we're gonna have our main man, DJ Sam, sign us off. But then we might just come right back in.
This is your boy, DJ Double Mike, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Yeah.
Bird watching.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Really?
Like, kinda. Here's another song. By DJ Double Mike. Not by, recommended by Ain't No Man by the Ovett Brothers.
There ain't no man can't save me. There ain't no man can't enslave me. Ain't no man a man that can change the shape my soul is in. There ain't nobody here who can cause me pain or raise my fear, cause I got only love to share. If you're looking for truth, I'm proof you'll find it there. You got to serve something, ain't that right? I know it gets dark, but there's always a light. You don't have to buy in to get into the club. Trade your worries. You gotta show up if you wanna be seen. If it matters to you, ma, it matters to me. I'm gonna fall hard, yeah, I know I am. When the clouds crack up, I laugh with them. There ain't no man can't save me. There ain't no man can't enslave me. Ain't no man, a man that can change the shape my soul is in. There ain't nobody here who can cause me pain or raise my fear, cause if you're looking for truth, I'm proof you'll find it there. You say you look funny, I say you're a star. I say you're whatever you think you are. Watch a naysayers fall right in line. If we believe it, they'll say she is so pretty, he is so fine. There ain't no man can't save me. There ain't no man can't enslave me. There ain't no man. There ain't nobody here who can cause me pain or raise my fear, cause I got only love to share. If you're looking for truth, I'm proof you'll find it there.
You got to go somewhere, ain't that true? Not a whole lot of time for me or you. Got a whole lot of reasons to be mad, let's not pick one. I live in a room at the top of the stairs. Got my windows wide open and nobody cares. And I got no choice but to get right up when the sun comes through. Ain't no man can't save me. There ain't no man can't enslave me. There ain't no man, a man that can change the shape my soul is in. There ain't nobody here who can cause me pain or raise my fear, cause I got only love. If you're looking for truth, I'm proof you'll find it there. If you're looking for truth, I'm proof you'll find it there. If you're looking for truth, I'm proof you'll find it.
Wait, no, keep it on, keep it on.
fast as you can.
Find pictures in my email. I sent this bitch a picture of my dick. I don't know what it is with females, but I'm not too good at that shit. See, I could have me a good girl and still be addicted to them hood rats. And I just blame everything on you. At least you know that's what I'm good at. And I always find, yeah, I always find, yeah, I always find something wrong. You've been putting up with my shit just way too long. I'm so gifted at finding what I don't like the most. So I think it's time for us to have a toast. Let's have a toast for the douchebags. Let's have a toast for the assholes. Let's have a toast for the scumbags. Every one of them that I know. Let's have a toast for the jerkos that'll never take work off. Baby, I got a plan. Run away fast as you can. Run away as fast as you can. 24/7, 365, pussy stays on my mind. I did it, alright, alright, I admit it. Now pick your next move, you can leave or live with it. Pick a ride, train with that motherfucking top off. Split and go where, back to wearing knockoffs high. Knock it off, Neiman's shop it off. Let's talk over my ties, waitress top it off. Moves like poachers wanna fly in your Freddy loafers. You can't blame them, they ain't never seen Versace sofas. Every bag, every blouse, every bracelet comes with a price tag, baby, face it. You should leave if you can't accept the basics. Plenty holes in a ball of nigga matrix. Invisibly set, the Rolex is faceless. I'm just young, rich, and tasteless.
Never was much of a romantic. I could never take the intimacy. And I know it did damage. Cause the look in your eyes is killing me. I guess you knew an advantage. Cause you could blame me for everything. And I don't know how I'ma manage if one day you just up and leave.
And I always find, yeah, I always find something wrong. You've been putting up with my shit just way too long. I'm so gifted at finding what I don't like the most. So I think it's time for us to have a toast. Let's have a toast for the douchebags. Let's have a toast for the assholes. Let's have a toast for the scumbags. Every one of them that I know. Let's have a toast for the jerkos that'll never take work off. Baby, I got a plan. Run away fast as you can.
Hi, Daddy.
Please, no.
We're back, everybody.
Are we?
Yeah. Oh, hello.
I don't think you can hear me.
Hey. We have a special tuner in there. I think our main girl, Libretti World Peace, might be listening in.
Hello?
She only just started listening in because apparently The Bachelorette is still a thing that's happening on Monday nights from 8 to 10. Mm. Which apparently takes priority for a lot of people. Not mad, just disappointed. But yeah, I'm sorry. So that was Liv's recommendation. I hope y'all liked Runaway.
Partially.
Right?
Inspiration. Not idea.
So she asked for Runaway, but she wanted a different artist. That'll be coming up next. But I'm not mad about the Kanye that came on.
Mm-hmm. I'm playing for Congo. My job
has breaks during the day.
Mm-hmm. You want to talk into that microphone just in case people can hear you? Okay.
No, I like muffled. No.
I like muffled.
What'd you say, Sal?
What?
What'd you say?
Who?
You have to speak up.
Oh, I got it.
Wait, go. Move your mouth away from the mic a little bit. Okay, that's
just
better.
A little. That's perfect. Just like the prerequisite 1.5 inches away from the mic is good.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
It's not broken?
I don't think so.
So how many listeners do we have?
Probably too many. The Brighter World piece. Chloe thinks Liv looks like Hannah B. I can kind of see that.
Wait, is that the woman who is the Bachelor?
Correct.
Or, I mean, the Bachelorette?
Yep.
Wait, my grandma actually reached out to me and said this exact same thing when she found out that Hannah B was going to be the Bachelorette. But
I have a question. Which grandma is this? Is this Uma?
No, it's not Oma. It's Oma. Rogue Florida Trailer Park. Since you're asking and know the context.
I have a question. What's your grandma's dog's name?
Biscuit. It is a small little toy poodle that is simply her pride and joy.
Oh my god, my grandma has a little dog named Johnny. And she is a girl, Johnny. Mm-hmm. And she wears a little sundress that my grandma brings her everywhere she goes.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it's so rude. No, she's so mean.
Yeah, Biscuit's fully taken over. Every time my grandma sends me a text message, she will include a photo of Biscuit edited on like a frame creating app.
That's amazing.
Just to brighten up the text.
My grandma likes to look up gifts of animals.
Mm-hmm.
But one time, she stopped doing that recently, actually, because she told me she found a couple inappropriate ones.
No.
Yeah, when she looked up some bad keywords.
I feel like she was probably scrolling for so long
to get there. No. She showed me what she looked up. It was not very friendly. Amanda, if you want to check your phone.
Okay.
For what she looked up.
Oh, no. She looked up cute and then another name for a small cat. Come on, Grandma. You should know better than that.
Oh, no, Rosemary.
Shit.
Rosemary. Well, it's okay. Shoot. My grandma and, well, it's my uncle's dog, but my grandma takes care of it a lot. First name, Jazzy. Nickname, Waz-Waz.
Jazzy Waz-Waz.
But why would anybody want to call a dog Waz-Waz?
They called Sam that in high school, actually.
I know. I hear that's where they got the inspiration.
Mm-hmm. Are we not getting kicked off? Like, I don't really know what to say at this point. Like, it's already 10:18.
I know. Like,
there's no one banging at the door.
Like, I should be. I'm, like, trying to wind it down. But
glad,
like,
I signed this off.
Okay, Sam. All right, can you
calm
down?
Keeping listeners on their toes. I hope our main man's out there.
Oh, my
gosh,
guys. We are not only still on the air, but we are up a listener.
Oh my god.
From 11 to 12.
Whoa. Are people actually listening?
Apparently.
I hope our main man is still out there just doing laps around the 5-mile radius. Like, tuning in.
Literally.
Oh wait, no, he was listening to it on his phone.
If anyone wants to call in again, you know.
Like, please.
Please do.
But in the meantime, we're going to play Liv's actual requested song, and I hope it lives up to all the hype of
it's a good one.
Being the second runaway we play in a row.
It's a theme.
We both had a bad day. I know he's hard, but he's gonna be okay. You ain't the only one out here feeling lonely. You ain't alone, you should know that you got me. And I don't care what other people say. They were gonna talk anyway. So much drama in our face. A couple ways we can escape. I have a cabin in California, but the utilities are a couple months due. You have a house in Syracuse. Doesn't like you anymore.
make freedom my favorite place. I'll fill the car up just in case.
We're back, and we're talking about memes, and Matt's trying to show you me a video of this kid who just knocks over his whole birthday cake, and there was just so much happening, but I had already turned us back on, so I couldn't back away.
Couldn't fully enjoy it.
And it's okay. We're back. We're talking about memes, and I have to have a certain type of personality to really appreciate them, and some people just don't.
Shout out, Paige.
Shout out, Paige, if you're listening. I don't think you're a memester by trade.
I love memes.
Do you? Do you have a favorite meme? The one, like, one that gets you every time?
I like the SpongeBob videos with the music in the background.
Which one?
SpongeBob videos with the... I'll show you.
Oh, them. I like those, too.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
I think my favorite meme and the one that most embodies me is the one where it's the woman that's, like, the world doesn't revolve around you, and then it's her holding a globe and, like, holding it around her head.
Cool. I like that one too.
I don't know that one.
I'll pull it up.
Wait, I have a favorite one too. I'm trying to find it. My brother sends me quite a few.
Okay, well, anyway, the other day I was walking down the street,
mm-hmm.
and I was looking, and there's a dog, and he's standing on the porch, and he's waiting. He looked like a loaf of bread.
Yes.
And what is that your meme, Sam? Okay, Sam's meme is a little blob man, and it says...
Nah, it's not gonna be good if you explain it.
No, can I explain it? Can I try?
Alright.
It's like charades, but memes.
Okay, Sam's really proud of it. It's a little block man, and he has two yellow eyes. He has arms, two legs. A little hunchbacked. It says me, and it's an asterisk, and it says picks up food from the floor.
Are you physically repulsed by this meme?
Oh no. It says picks up food from the floor in 4.99 sec.
It's European. Just come
okay,
on.
It's a Europe that adds to the humor. And it says bacteria, and it says angry as bad word. With a K.
It's so bad when you explain it.
And it's a little bit blurry so of a picture. And it's really great.
Stop, I'm not having a good time.
Sam is loving it. He's actually crawling out of his skin right now. How many listeners do we have?
13.
It seems like the worse we get, like the more thank you so much, by the way. Okay, my mom actually said growing up, like, no one would ever want to listen to you. Like, she always is like, you're just gonna be so boring. And I know as a radio show host, like, I'm not the best radio show host that there is, and then I know there's so many better ones, like DJ Amanda B is like so much better than me. But at the end of the day, like, a lot of people
thank
like
you so much.
Like, I think I have so much to say, you know what I mean? Like, I think I have a lot to say, and I think some of it's interesting, some of it's not really that interesting, but I think that this really proves that my mom is wrong. Okay, can we play a song?
Yeah, we can. I just want to tell my favorite meme is the little kid who wore SpongeBob pajamas to picture day. Whatever parent let that happen, I'm so happy about it. Here we go.
And you were done.
Slow down, you crazy child. You're so ambitious for a juvenile. But then if you're so smart, tell me why are you still so afraid? Where's the fire? What's the hurry about? You better cool it off before you burn it out. You got so much to do and only so many hours in a day. But you know that when the truth is told, that you can get what you want or you can just get old. You're gonna kick off before you even get halfway through. Ooh, when will you realize Vienna waits for you? Slow down, you're doing fine. You can't be every- before your time.
Although I'm so sorry, I was trying to show a meme across the room and like the cord broke off. Tonight, I'm so sorry.
Tonight. Too bad, but it's the life you lead. You're so ahead of yourself that you forgot what you need. Though you could see when you're wrong, you know you can't always see when you're right. You're right. You got your passion, you got your pride. Satisfied. Dream on, but don't imagine they'll all come true. Ooh, when will you realize Vienna waits for you? Take the phone off the hook and disappear for a while. It's alright, you can't afford to lose a day or two. Ooh, when will you realize Vienna waits for you? And you know that when the truth is told, that you can get what you want or you can just get old. You're gonna kick off before you don't you realize Vienna waits for you? When will you realize Vienna waits for you?
Sam singing for you.
Oh, I didn't know you were alive. That's your little treat.
That was your little nighttime treat. So we're actually gonna leave now. No one is here still, but we're running quickly out of content.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It isn't steam.
So
I think
who wants to sign us off?
First off, tune in back during the school year.
Please do.
Tune in back.
Be one of our last.
This is probably many people's last show, yeah.
Yeah.
So
I'll have one
sad.
More.
But we'll be back in
it's been a good summer.
September. September. What time? What time?
We don't know yet. Last semester we were 7 to 8 on Thursday mornings, but everyone prays correctly for the rest of the summer.
but we're coming in hot.
We might
next
have
year.
A better time slot, so just stay tuned.
Or get up at 7 a.m.
You could. Sam did it once.
Start your morning, seize the day.
They're all working. I can hear you.
My headset wasn't turned.
That's okay. Anywho. DJ
anyway.
Yummy, would you like to sign us off?
Of course.
No. Oh, yeah. No, wait.
You got it. They're both the same, DJ Yummy.
Oh.
It's So with that, this is DJ Yummy, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Bird watching.
Thank you and good night.
Thank you and good night.
So you spoil with spite. But it's your prize. 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 It's your prize.
You're not wired to have a response to this sound. You're neutral to it. You hear it every time you finish a meal and never feel anything. But if we were able to associate this sound with a new stimulus, save the food, we've achieved pulling a natural response from you. Save the food. Why are we doing this, you may ask? Save the food. Because this ad is trying to change your after-meal behavior through brainwashing. Because food waste costs the average family $1,500 a year. Save the food. Cha-ching. And $1,500 extra is like getting a pay raise. Save the food. Cha-ching.
You're promoted.
Which could pay for your child's braces. Save the food. Cha-ching.
You're promoted.
Check out my braces.
So when you hear this sound, rethink your behavior. Cook it, store it, share it. Just don't waste it. For tips and recipes, visit savethefood.com. Brought to you by NRDC and the Ad Council.
I went out to dinner just the other day, looked out the window and saw summer rain come sweeping over the mountainside, washing out everything inside. A little old man walked out to his car. I prayed he was going far. Next thing I knew, he backed into a bike, and the biker went outside, pounded on the metal. He was looking for a fight, and I almost started to cry as the man stepped out with fear in his eyes. I thought, this world needs more love. This world needs more love. people with signs saying they are starved. I live in a city full of a laugh, but there are people with no place to sleep at night. I think of all the money that I waste and I wonder where it's being placed. So many begging outside, risking their lives, they can't win this fight. I walk by but it doesn't feel right. How can we come together to bring more light? I think this world needs more love.
I mean, where the fuck should I really even start? I got hoes that I'm keeping in the dark. I got my niggas cross the street living large. Thinking back to the fact that they dead, thought my raps wasn't facts till they sat with the bars. I got two phones, one need a charge. Yeah, they twins, I could tell they ass apart. I got big packs coming on the way. I got big stacks coming out to save. I got Lil Max with me, he the wave. It's a big gap between us and the game. In the next life, I'm trying to stay paid. When I die, I put my money in a grave. When I die, I put my money in a grave. I really gotta put a couple niggas in a place. Really just lapped every nigga in a race. I really might tap realest nigga on my face. Lil CC, let it slap with the bass. I used to save hoes with a mask in a cave. Now I'm like, nah, love, I'm good, go away. Ain't about to die with no money I done gave you. I was on top when that shit meant a lot. Still on top like I'm scared of the drop. Still on top and these niggas wanna swap. Niggas wanna swap like it's lost in a Watts. I don't wanna change cause I'm good where I'm at. Mob tie, so I'm always good where I'm at. Word of Junior, Jazzy, Baby J. Tell him when I die, put my money in a crack.
Couple figures, kill a skull and collect. She fuck a nigga, then she on to the next. Really living large, she in awe with a Mac. When you niggas think it's small in a mall with a rat. Roll with us if you really wanna get it. Go get a half a million in a Sprinter. Phone ringing, bitches know a big tipple. I got the hookup and there really no limit. Dead broke is in you nigga DNA. Ricky Smiley syndicated with the yay. Lil nigga just another state case. Bury my motherfucker Chase Bank, time to bounce. Gotta count on my allowance. You niggas snitching, so I gotta rewrite it. A nigga dripping like I got $1 zillion. Got the trap jumping like Zion when I rebound. Then I'm out, and I never talk about it. The homie squad, but we all smoke the loudest. Rich niggas and I'm really being modest. Cause the way I do my deals, never treated like an artist. Want a house, you could DM my account. My DM six figures and I'm counting. Nine figures was the goal till I hit it. These niggas ain't living, so bury mine with me. Ross got it.
When I die, I put my money in a grave. I really gotta put a couple niggas in a place. Really just lapped every nigga in a race. I really might tap realest nigga on my face. Lil CC, let it slap with the bass. I used to save hoes with a mask in a cave. Now I'm like, nah, love, I'm good, go away. Ain't about to die with no money I done gave you.
We're back.
Do, do, do. Do,
do, do, do.
We are.
Maybach music. That's right.
Maybach.
Diamond Cunt Trenches is a little early today. Didn't advertise it. Don't expect a lot of people to watch. Watch radio. Watch radio. Watch your phone screen on the
watch
station.
It.
This is Clefsta. You're listening to Diamond Cunt Trenches on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Reform Radio. This is technically Yam Sessions, but. Sadly, Noah could not be here.
Sad.
Oh, yes. And I couldn't come early enough. But Birdwatch, you know, seeped through to about, I think, 10:30. I was listening. So we're starting a little early, but technically the show will go on to midnight, just to let everybody know. This is Clefsta. We got a couple guests so far. A few more will come, I believe. Go ahead.
Patty Melt.
Patty Melt is back, a regular, and...
Yep. Fuego!
The true regular. The one who's been here too many times, right?
Fuego!
Too many times.
By his own admission.
By his own admission. On the second show.
Yep.
He said, I already knew
at that point. Like, I already knew I was going to be here forever, so...
Forever?
Okay.
I'm out of here, and like, unless you find another person who's doing radio.
That's true.
When I leave, but...
We'll carry on the legacy.
The legacy? Wait, what do you say?
We gotta find somebody with a good radio voice. And that's like... bored enough to talk for hours. Cause I...
And play some good music.
And it has a good taste in music. We are taking applications. Send your applications over to www.wmfo.org.
Yes.
What are they gonna put in WMFO?
Just search...
But I'm feeling lucky.
Application.
Yeah.
But I'm feeling lucky. Get the exact search. It's like, I'm with confidence. This is what you have to type. But yeah, we're here. And we are a little sweaty because it's humid.
It's hot.
It is not a fun week.
It's going to be hot tomorrow.
Huh?
Reminds me of home.
Oh, because you're from Whataburger land?
Yeah,
Houston. Whataburger. Houston, Texas.
Literally, like, you wake up, you shower, then you go outside and do whatever. And then you have to come back, like, 30 minutes later to, like, shower again because you get, like, drenched in sweat.
Wait, I'm sorry. Felix, what is your phone doing? I'm confused, but can you
restart it?
Oh, it's restart. Oh.
Yeah.
That's a weird symbol to have to restart. I thought it was just unlocking. It's like, why is it taking so long to unlock?
Yeah, it takes a while when it first restarts.
No, right. No, but I understand that. I just don't like the symbol. It doesn't make sense to me.
Oh.
That is pretty misleading.
Right? I thought it was unlocking, not turning on.
And has to, like, unencrypt it. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, that makes sense. Though I don't know. I would prefer like a battery or lightning symbol or something.
All
right. To boot, right? Or like the company logo or something because it's booting. I don't know. My first assumption was like, well, your phone's broken. It's taking forever to unlock. Like, I thought you just. That's what I first assumed.
It's all good.
Anyway, we'll go back to some music. We're going to. Before it was like the Drake song or whatever, this is not a Drake song. I think it's not Drake. Give us a two bar.
Uh,
nothing.
Cars.
All right. Looking up at the stars.
It's about to end.
Yeah, it's about it.
Like, I never know what to expect anymore. Because it looks like he's putting all out effort, but then he just forgets or something.
I was ready for some serious bars.
I was, too. He seemed prepared, and he just he said, that's about it.
I said cars, and he popped
up. He did something completely different. I liked it.
Well,
but then he...
I'm not good at thinking of a lot of rhymes on the spot, so...
How about you write some rhymes?
Right.
And when we do a session?
I could try that.
We could try that? All right, and it doesn't have to be today. Just give you like a day or two. We'll give you this week. To write out your rhymes.
I feel like we gotta have some sort of structure, some sort of like rhythmic structure.
Yeah, I mean, he can listen to beats while he like writes them down, so he knows what would work.
Yeah.
Like he, you know, repeats the flow out loud or whatever. We could be there to help him, I guess, if he has trouble. But
yeah,
it's not like we're experienced in any way, regardless.
That is true. That is very true.
I've only attempted once, and it's pretty bad. It was like maybe like 4 years ago or something. That song is long gone. I deleted all that. That's long gone.
It's on the internet.
We're it's not. I never posted it. It was on my computer, and that computer's gone. So,
dang.
Data mining.
You know, like Kanye, how his cousin stole his laptop and de extorted him.
Damn.
Is that what happened with yours?
No, I had music on there. It's gone. That's all I meant.
Sad.
I was also on FL Studio, which I don't like using FL Studio anymore. I have other. I use Ableton now. I prefer Ableton.
I don't know what that is.
They're just different software. It's, you know, like, do you like CAD or I don't know what the other Onshape or whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever one you like, Tinkercad or whatever. Yeah. It's just like a different software.
Cool.
I need to think of a video game to put in the background.
Stop it.
And Fuegs also has to send me his song recommendation at one point.
Yep, I'll send it to you.
Alright, cool. You know what? We'll just go back to some music. And can you tell us the artist you chose? I think you're the next song. Patty Melt.
Mr. Steak and Shrimp.
Mr.
Steak. I'm not really sure how to pronounce the name.
La Dollar Sign.
Set it on cruise. Now I move through the shit like I got nothing to lose. These bitches muddy as fuck. Don't wanna walk in my shoes. Top, you talking about rank. I'm like pee on that tank. Don't remember, nah, I'm high, bruh, and drawing the blank. Strategizing with the homie. Left our way to the bank. Built a different make. Maneuver ways that you can't. Used to pray for these days. Never take them for granted. Thankful for where I'm standing. I keep my feet firmly planted. Never asked them for nothing. That respect was demanded. Fell from out of the clouds. Bitch, you see where I'm standing. Look, rolling, rolling, rolling. I ain't never gonna stop now. Hold up, cause we holding. I'm just floating with the top down. Shaking up the city. Got the woofers in.